We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts out there that want to charge you for accessing their sites, we give ours away for free. So enjoy that over at freetalklive.com and all the features there. So we're going to continue here on the eminent domain discussion. But I know, Michelle, you wanted to talk about these birds and fish that are just dying in droves down south. I think it's Arkansas where that's going down.
Yes.
We'll get to that here when we get a chance. But, of course, your calls come first. And we've been discussing eminent domain. We actually haven't gotten through the details in this story out of New Jersey where it's happening again. They are destroying a neighborhood. They are destroying hundreds of people's homes for the purposes of handing it over to private developers who are gonna build bigger and better homes and more expensive homes. And the government likes that because they believe they're going to get more tax revenue from it. Turns out in New London, Connecticut, where the government there did the exact same thing about 5 years ago, turns out they didn't get the tax revenue they thought they were going to get because the building projects didn't really end up going through. There really wasn't any real market demand for that that area. And Pfizer, the big company that was supposedly going to back it all up, ended up backing out a couple years into the deal. So basically that place has been turned into a total wasteland. And now they're going to do the same thing to a township in New Jersey. We'll come back with some of the details on that. But we've got Brian on the line in North Carolina. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Good afternoon or good evening.
Hey, Brian.
Appreciate your taking my call. I don't want to muddy the water, but I know we've been talking about what it typically is called real property, but maybe it's helpful to talk about the whole concept of private property. And I would claim that that includes our bodies, our possessions, and so forth, that are rightfully gained under individual contract, not necessarily residing within the territory of some state official office, mm-hmm. if you see where I'm going with that. And, yeah, it's good to talk about this eminent domain thing, but it's a much bigger picture, too, I think. And one of the things that's bothered me lately, I don't know if you've heard about this, is they're now taking blood samples in Florida and in Texas at road stops. Is that not pretty much a violation of your body? Do we not have all kinds of drug laws that tells you what you can and cannot do with your
own body? Absolutely right. And it really just, it's all been built upon step by step, the one law after another that invades your privacy, invades your person, invades your property, and people accept every step of the way until finally you're in a total police state.
Exactly so. One step at a time, and it's always, well, not always, it's typically in the name of public safety, public good, and now we have this straw man that's been set up called terrorism,
mm-hmm.
whomever those people may be. And where does it stop? I guess my
it doesn't stop. It never does stop until the only time it will stop is if the government completely crumbles in upon itself, a la the Soviet Union.
Well, we can pray for that end, but
right. I'm not praying kind of man, but I'd be happy to join you in that one. Although that didn't stop it either; it just slowed it down because that was just the crumbling and the failing of a state. It wasn't the people coming to the conclusion that the state is no longer necessary, that the idea of government is outdated and barbaric and decrepit and no longer something that we should have in our lives. So basically, the Soviet Union fell, but was replaced with other states. I mean, it's still a preferable situation because there are at least different states now, and there's more, and so there's at least some level of competition between them. So it's an improved situation, just as the United States would be improved as if it dissolved as well, and we had 50 different states instead of this one monolithic federal government.
I agree. I think that would be called anarchy, and you might want to make a distinction.
Well, no, not if you had
too.
50 states. As long as there's the concept of a state, it's not anarchy. Anarchy is a term.
No, I'm saying anarchy. Well, I'm saying if we could get beyond the whole idea of statehood anyway.
Oh, yes, that would be lovely. Although I think anarchy has a certain connotation of violence and bomb throwing.
My point for bringing it up, because most people that I talk to believe that anarchy is indeed a violence and no control.
Do you think that?
Basically, they seem to believe that it is chaos. And I can't tell you how many times I've told people that it's not necessarily chaos. Chaos can exist within a statehood, too.
Well, I think chaos does exist. Essentially, the state is a monopoly of violence, and it is a chaotic organization that goes around and destroys people's lives in the ways you were just talking about. So it sounds like we're in agreement on that. I just think I agree with you that people misunderstand what anarchy really is. And
right.
While you and I may understand that it's simply the absence of, you know, this structured governmental or rules system, that there needs to be a better way to describe that. And that's why I like voluntarism or the voluntary society or consensual society, something like that, to take away all that negativity that has been painted on that term, the baggage that has been added to the term anarchy, which is really something that the government and the media have done over the years. Is
right.
The only time you ever hear the term anarchist used in the media is when they're showing video footage of somebody smashing in a storefront window or throwing a Molotov cocktail.
And they're usually bald with tattoos and lots of piercings.
Well, frequently you can't tell because they have
a mask on,
balaclavas on or masks or hoodies or something like that.
Yeah. And I prefer to think of anarchy as the state that we're currently in. I mean, there's no level of disorder that could possibly have been reached without an overreaching federal government and governments all over the world. I mean, when you look at the 20th century, the largest, the reason for most deaths in the 20th century is not some particular disease that you can point out, but in fact government.
Mm.
Government killed more people in the 20th century than did all kinds of
That's not anarchy, Mark. That's chaos.
That's right. Thank you for clarifying that. I totally agree.
Don't like the term, and that's why I think that we currently have that. So, I mean, just because
chaos.
a group of armed individuals calling themselves, ex-government have taken over doesn't mean that you have order.
But, Mark, it's
correct.
Not chaos. They let you vote.
That's right. We have a gang of criminals writ large.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, with a very interesting way of appointing the dons.
And if I have just another second or two, I'll tell you an interesting story that's happened around where I live, called Asheville, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and there were a certain number of people who did exactly what you were talking about earlier. They went around smashing store windows and basically raising cane through the streets, and they were assigned the name anarchists.
Well, that
and
violence
and what they really were extreme, hardcore tree hugger leftists, is basically who still continue to want to use the power of the state to get their way.
Yeah, they just don't like the current structure. They want to destroy the current structure and replace it with their own little whatever it is they want to envision for themselves.
I don't particularly like labels, but I do think that you can use adjectives to describe behavior, and I would say that was violent and criminal and aggressive, and so none of those things are anything that I would associate with the voluntary society and a non-aggression principle of how I define anarchy.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for
the call and thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. So, to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, there is a township in New Jersey. It's called Mount Holly, where the government there is basically threatening people to get them out of their homes. They're offering them some piddly amount of money to buy them out of their homes so they can raise the properties and they can build up brand new condos that are going to purportedly generate more tax dollars for the government.
Can you explain some things about eminent domain, since you've been reading this article and I haven't?
Sure.
Okay, so the government offers these homeowners money.
That's right.
Where does the government get the money?
That's stolen money, tax money.
Okay, so tax money. So then with the property, for example, in New London, where the things that were to be built that weren't built and they didn't provide the jobs and the revenue, et cetera, but the government still owns the property.
I don't know if the government owns the property. That all depends. I think likely the organization that owns the property is the front group, the corporate front group for the government. So technically it's not the government, but it is the government. It's usually called like the New London Development Corporation. We can come back with, if you've got more questions, we'll come back with that. And your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231, Eminent Domain, Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
whether your business is a doctor's office or bank or construction company or whatever it is you do, SACL CAI can handle your accounts receivable for you. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are entrained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right. So, Michelle, you were asking some questions about eminent domain. Do we get through them all? Do you have another question you want
to
ask?
Well, I just think that I appreciate that clarification because you did make the comment in an earlier segment that the New London property owners or former property owners did not receive back their property. So my question, you know, this
they've been torn
like,
down.
Right.
I mean, it's gone.
But they don't even get the land now either.
Yeah, well,
so,
who would want it? I mean, when you're dealing with this government, a government full of people that are just going to take your land out from under
sure.
you for some corporation, that's not somewhere I would want to live.
Yeah, and if you want proof that the government actually owns the land, remember that these people in New London, these properties, the people living in those properties have paid taxes for, in some cases, hundreds of years.
That's right.
All the properties that are there. Paid for because the neighborhood was rather old. So more than a 100-year-old neighborhood, this Fort Trumbull neighborhood. And you add up the money that was spent in taxes, I'll bet you it comes to somewhere above or about at what they were paid for their property. So these people literally paid the money into the government that the government then used to pay them off and kick them out of their property.
Yeah, that's right.
The government owns your land. If you pay rent to live on it, and that's an annual rent, I don't see what you could call property taxes besides an annual rent. If you pay rent to somebody, that person owns the land. The government, whether it's state or county or municipal in what way, they own your land.
Something that people outside of New Hampshire may not be aware of is kind of how things are set up here. And there is so much property that's been deeded to the state from private homeowners for the purpose of trusts or things like, you know, what have you,
mm-hmm.
public land trusts. In one neighborhood I lived in, it was a really nice neighborhood. There had been a homeowner who had deeded some of their property when they died to have an area where people could just go walk. It's in
yeah.
Peterborough. And so there are there more than any other place I've ever been in, private owners have given to the public. So, you know, we don't really need parks because that's already been taken care of through private enterprise. And I don't know how factual this is, but I assume Sovereign Curtis was accurate when he told me, pointed out several buildings that are municipal buildings that were deeded by homeowners to the cities and things, such as Dublin or Peterborough or whatever. So these beautiful old, you know, you could probably call them mansions, were given to the cities in order to have libraries or whatever. So my point, though, is that...
Oh, so they're actually doing something with them as opposed to just sitting on the properties? Because
people want to do that with their private property, then
it's their business.
Their business. But it's not as though people outside, like in California or somewhere else, might be listening to this, thinking that... Not aware that New Hampshire is very unique in that it has had...
You think that's unique? You don't think that happens other places where people will turn their property over to the government or something like that?
Not. I have never seen in any of the six, seven states I've lived in and whatever over the... No.
It seems like a horrible idea to me. I mean, I guess things are a little different in New Hampshire, but why
horrible
anybody would
idea,
want to give
yes.
their property to the government? I don't understand.
Horrible idea. Well, the area that I was referring to in Peterborough, I don't know who, I say government, I'm not sure who the board of advisors is or board of directors is for the trust, but it's for public use. So,
well, that's
right.
one thing, to open up
yes.
your to
and
give your property to like the Nature Conservancy
yes.
or something like that and then have them take care of it. Because when you look at the government and how they take care of things, I would not want property that I at one time cared about
right.
in the hands of a bunch of government bureaucrats. I mean, as nice as some of them might be, I know them, some of them personally, as nice as they might be in their own personal lives, they just don't have the right incentives to take
sure.
care of things. There's an example of that here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. There's a building downtown that was a theater at one time many, many years ago, and I think it was within this last decade, some sort of damage had happened to it. It had been neglected to some extent, and the city, did they take it or did they buy it? I think they I forget exactly what they did, but somehow it ended up in the city's hands. I think they took it somehow from the prior owners or bought it from them for like $30,000, and then they put some money, a little bit of money into it, like another $30,000 to try to repair the roof or something like that, and then they just sat on it for years. And
this, is this the old Colonial?
No, it's called the Latches Theater, but it's it's in downtown Keene, and it's just sat there ever since. The government's just sat on it. They've done nothing with it whatsoever. It's just deteriorated and deteriorated, and they've never bothered to try selling it to anybody. They just let it sit, and now it is a completely, you know, I don't know if it's unrecoverable, but the government is calling it that, and they're going to tear it down and turn it into a parking lot. I mean, it could have been yeah. A really nice theater. It could have been reworked if somebody had been given the opportunity to buy it. But then again, the property taxes are so damn expensive. Why anybody would want to do that is another question. You've got all these old ramshackle buildings that used to be various different things in the 1800s, for instance, that are in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, that the government has just ended up possessing over the years because nobody else is willing to pay the price for the building and then pay the however much exorbitant property taxes would be required to try to get things up and running again. Because when you buy a property, the government doesn't care if your business is operating at that point or not. They're going to charge you the property taxes. And around here, that may be, you know, $25,000 for a commercial property per year. I don't know about you, but I can't afford to start a business with that kind of overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm not getting anything in return for the money. I'm not getting an employee. I'm not getting, anything. That's just going money that's being poured into the government. So it's just so sad when you see government taking care of properties. And indeed, in this township in New Jersey, Mount Holly, where they've been kicking 80 and 90-year-old people out of their homes that they've lived in for decades, Huffington Post is reporting that it's not the end of the outrage, as the town has acquired these row homes. They've boarded them up and recklessly demolished them while they're still attached to other lived-in homes. God. Homeowners have actually had their houses hit by the bulldozers.
Oh my God.
Units have been destroyed. Many have gaping holes in their roofs, which have been led to mold infestations and leaks. And what are you going to do? You going to file a lawsuit against the government or against their front corporation, which I'm presuming they're doing? Because this is typically how it works, is the government forms a front corporation, the so-and-so development corporation. They feed government money into it, and essentially it does the bidding of the government without actually being the government. It's a corporate entity that is created for the purposes of the government's whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. In this case, take a bunch of people's homes, 300 or so row homes in this little New Jersey city, and hand over the property to some private
I would love
company.
To hear solutions from the audience, you know, things
that
they've done.
This?
Well, yeah, anything that they've participated in, you know.
More coming up, 800-259-9231.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program.
program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site completely free. We've got a lot of them, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win, and for people who do have lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at Jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary was created by a 24-year case-winning veteran attorney who wants to show people how to protect themselves from other members of his profession. It's Jurisdictionary.com.
So we've been talking about eminent domain here throughout most of the evening tonight, and specifically a story that's being reported on the Huffington Post about Mount Holly, New Jersey, where they the government guys are going in and buying up homes. Of course, it's not like you get to choose whether or not you sell the home. What you usually get is some shoddy offer from the government, and then you either take it or they just take your home. So those are your choices. You either take their money or they just take your home. They take their money and then they take your home, or you don't take their money and then they take your home. And
that reminds me of a joke. Do you want to chichi?
I don't know that one.
Oh yeah,
but Beavis and Butthead.
No, but maybe in a quiet moment we should save that joke.
Thanks. Inside jokes always work really well on the radio.
Sorry,
show.
Sorry. I thought it was a commonly known joke.
Maybe a bunch of our listeners are laughing right now. I mean, maybe it just went over our heads, and Mark, did you know the joke? It didn't seem like you did.
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one, because normally I'm the only one who's in the dark on those things.
You know, that's Ian's joke for the month. He gets about one a month, folks, and there it is.
Do you want me to do you, and then we chichi? no, I don't want you to do that. Okay, fine, then we just chi-chi. I mean, you know, it's like one of those things.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So eminent domain is what we're talking about here. HuffingtonPost.com reporting on what they're doing to these people to encourage them from their homes. They're parking construction vehicles around the neighborhood. About 200 of the homes, homeowners have taken the deal, and they've already left. So there are about another 100 homes that that remain. And they've just been tearing down the existing homes. And because these are row homes, they're attached to one another. So as they'll go in to tear down one of the homes, it'll still be attached to another home that hasn't sold yet. Hey, no big deal. We'll just put a few holes in your wall or maybe in your roof and destroy the heating unit. And as we're discovering here, they're actually ripping up sidewalks and leaving them unrepaired. There's mold and infestations because of the holes in the roofs. Once the buildings are knocked down, the township lets the lots grow over with weeds. Dangerous mini construction sites dot the community where kids are running and playing. The township purposefully neglected the gardens community and cut back on municipal services. It closed down the community center and took away the playground and sent a $14,000 grant for the center back to the state. Some residents report decreased police patrolling. All agree the gardens used to be a vibrant, close-knit, living and breathing community. Now what's left is a redevelopment war zone. The town has systematically killed Nancy's community through every means at its disposal and is now making residents the proverbial offer they can't refuse. If you're still living here, you better agree to our appraisal terms because either way, we're going to bulldoze your home. And in America, no one is guaranteed success, prosperity, or home, or a job, but there is a sacred promise that is yours as an American, whether you're born here or just arrived, the pursuit of happiness. The Gardens homeowners staked their roots in once fertile soil, and over the decades, with every second job, overtime shift, and every penny saved, they nourished those roots with the sweat of their toil. Since the proposal for the demolition of their community was first announced, the homeowners have been fighting just as relentlessly to keep what they have worked so hard to own. And now the town is poised to use eminent domain to take all of that away from them and give their land, land into which they've sunk their labor, their love, and the seeds of their dreams to a developer with far more money and far more clout so it can use their land for its private ends.
You know, the idea of pursuit of happiness, I maybe this is the best country in the world to pursue happiness. I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, that just, it falls on deaf ears to me, people talking about the pursuit of happiness. People don't care about the pursuit of happiness in this country unless it's their own. They're willing to trade the pursuit of happiness of other people on their own personal property and their body for anything, you know, whether it has to do with marijuana consumption, two people deciding that they want to live together in the same house for the rest of their lives, call each other husband and husband or whatever they want to call themselves. You know, there's all kinds of pursuits of happiness that the government's just, you know, through the people, through the government have decided to mitigate, for other people.
Yeah, it's true. And the fact that people don't care about other people's happiness, that people don't care about the freedom to pursue one's happiness, is one of the reasons why all these obstructions to freedom have cropped up, is because people aren't willing to stand up for the rights of their fellow human being. They're not willing to. They look over there and they say, oh, eminent domain. Well, I'm glad that's not my house they're stealing.
Right.
So Mount Holly Township has an opportunity to finally do some good this holiday season, even though it has largely destroyed the gardens and stolen years from the lives of those that remain. The township can still easily reconfigure the redevelopment to accommodate the remaining homeowners, or at the very least give Nancy and her neighbors replacement housing in the new development and make them whole. If township officials do not show even that much decency to their fellow citizens, then may the ghost of this monstrous abuse of power follow them for the rest of their days. That's from HuffingtonPost.com, and I couldn't agree more. It's just tragic.
It looks like the Fort Trumbull situation all over again.
Yeah.
Kelo versus New London, if people want to look it up.
Right, Fort Trumbull was the name of the neighborhood or the area right. In which was affected.
Kelo was one of the 6, 7, 8 homeowners. I can't remember how many they started off with.
Yep. But at Kelo, there were 7 when the case went to the Supreme Court.
Dwindled down to 6 shortly thereafter, and then they were done.
Yeah, and that's one of the other problems with this situation. If you had the 300 people willing, again, back to this discussion of individuals not willing to stand up for one another, if you had these 300 300 homeowners standing together and refusing to sell out.
Absolutely.
And standing with one another in front of their homes when the bulldozers showed up, you would really have a real show of strength. But instead, they just pick them off one by one, or people take the deal and they leave.
Yes, but in you know, to play devil's advocate here for a second, we've talked several times, including last night, about being neighborly, and you just mentioned that as long as your rights aren't being violated or your happiness isn't being impinged, you're not really uncomfortable enough to help anyone else. And, pardon me, so I can imagine, I can just envision one of those neighborhoods, not saying that it's true of this one necessarily, but, oh, I don't want to stand with so-and-so because they're gay. I don't want to stand with so-and-so because, you know, they homeschool. I don't want to stand with so-and-so because they're atheist. I don't want to stand with so-and-so because they're Christian. So because you have these, you know, differences in how you would like to express your liberty, you know, you people aren't willing to find their common ground and unite together, and I think, and so they're able to be picked off one by one.
That's right, and then they just get whittled down over time, and before you know it, as like in the Kilo case, there are only seven that are willing to hold out, and even they end up taking deals at the very last minute. I mean, they got some better offers because they held out as long as they did.
But they went much better.
But man, it's still an insult and a slap to the face that, oh, well, you just have to move because we think there's something more important that could be.
Right, and I would point out to those out there that call themselves Republicans that this Kelo decision was made during the Bush administration. It was made by a court that was considered to be conservative at the time. Now, Republicans would tell you that, well, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. In a republic, the government has, you know, protects the right of the individual over the rights of the majority.
Yeah, right.
And this, I mean, what is a more fundamental, tell me, a more fundamental individual right than the ability to own your house and not have it taken away from you by people calling themselves municipal government in order to give to a corporation?
Your thoughts are welcome on this or any issue. You can take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. Are you a supporter of eminent domain? That is stealing. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, wait a minute. It's not stealing because the government's doing it, right? You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features. We give them to you. In fact, coming up tonight, we're going to give you a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for your chance to win that. Our website, freetalklive.com, you can actually support the show. We give you the features on the website for free. But, you know, it costs money to run the website. So one of the ways you can help support us is by shopping with us. You're going to do the shopping anyway. You're going to get the hottest new video game or new book that was just released or, you know, whatever it is you're looking for. Amazon sells it. But you've got to enter through our special portal, which is amazon.freetalklive.com. In that case, you still get the same great Amazon deals, the same huge selection, the free Super Saver shipping, which is available on a lot of their brand new items. They even sell used items, by the way, over at Amazon. You enter through our portal, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's that simple. Now, you don't see it. You don't see, like, a line item on the invoice, so there's no way to know for sure. But if you go in through amazon.freetalklive.com, it will give us the credit. That's essentially our door to their site. And it makes a big difference for us when you shop at Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, your thoughts about whatever you want. Rich is on the line in Montana. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Yeah.
Great to get to talk to you guys. Been listening to you guys for a couple months.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I love you. A lot of times I love your show, and sometimes you talk about things, and I think you get on things that really aggravate me. But what you need to understand is the answer to all everybody's problems is right in front of your face. And it's in the Bill of Rights, and it's called the Second Amendment. And I do believe it is going to come to that in this country.
What do you mean by that? You sound like you're suggesting something.
Our right to keep and bear arms.
You don't have it.
I think you know what I'm saying.
I'm not sure if I know what you're saying. What are you getting at?
I think that you have the right to keep and bear arms. However, I don't believe that you any longer have it.
Okay, I'm probably older than a couple of you guys than all you people. I'm probably older than you, and I've seen a gradual decline in this country most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when has you guys are basically pacifists, aren't you?
Not quite. Not quite.
I don't think that violence tends to be a very good solution to most problems. However, I think that a person has a human right to protect themselves at the same time.
I am a pacifist. Of the three of us, yes, I am a pacifist, according to the definition that someone who attempts to pacify and to end aggression and fighting, then under that definition, yes, I'm a pacifist.
I'm willing to use defensive violence in order to stop violence from aggressive mm-hmm. violence from occurring, but that's as far as I'm willing to mm-hmm. go with it. I don't want to hurt the attacker. I just want to stop the attack.
And I also think it's ineffective when used against a government organization, generally because they out-arm you and because they have a legitimacy factor that hasn't been chipped away at.
You'll be made to look like the madman.
Would you agree every day you get up and look at the internet, it's one outrage after another?
I try not to be outraged, but I know exactly what you're feeling. I mean,
frustrating.
It could be very frustrating.
You know what? I've been sick to my stomach the past 10 years in this country.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine why.
It wasn't much better the 10 years before that. Look, I've been where you are, and I hear what you're saying. You're beating around the bush at some sort of violent revolution, that we're going to rise up, we're going to take our government back, or whatever. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, like, you know, you wouldn't say it yourself.
I'm not going to play into that one. But where have you ever seen fundamental change come in this country back to that Constitution?
I don't want to go back to anything.
We're not a democracy. We're not a democracy, first of all. Politicians constantly harp on the democracy. When I hear that word, I can't stand that word.
I am not of anything. No. Please don't say we, because I am not part of your little political scheme or whatever it is that you believe. And I might have used.
No. Don't get me wrong. I believe in a lot of most everything you guys say. I'm for the freedom bit. I mean, I'm not one that. You know, I don't fall into this political junk anymore.
Okay,
I honestly think that nothing is going to happen at the ballot box for anybody in this country.
I tend to agree with you that the ballot box is mostly a waste of time and effort. I think politics is incredibly inefficient. However, I have seen some really positive signs out of the political system here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, where you've got thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are all converging onto the same place. It's a movement for liberty in much of the same way that, you know, people have moved in the past for different reasons. You've got the Mormons that moved to Utah. You've got the hippies that moved to Vermont. You've got other movements that are like that. Quebec
the Puritans that came here from Europe.
Exactly. The Quakers that fled the Puritans into Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
Yeah, so,
add Montana to your list. There's plenty of freedom-loving people out here.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, Montana's it isn't very high on the list of freest states, and one has to ask. You know, I've heard
it did compete for your free state project.
It did.
Was Montana in that?
Montana was on the list.
Yes, Wyoming. It was.
Okay. Well, yeah, and Wyoming beat out Montana, by the way, in that running. But nonetheless, so the idea of moving liberty-minded people together and having them do things on a peaceable basis to achieve liberty in our lifetime, I think, is a viable one. It's why I moved to New Hampshire from Florida as part of the Free State Project. I've seen proof of concept. I've seen it working. I've seen it working in the realm of politics, which I didn't expect it to this quickly. I didn't expect it to at all, and I've been proven wrong on that. And then I've seen amazing advances in civil disobedience, and I've seen a social movement that is unlike anything that the liberty movement has anywhere else. So, yeah, I don't think there's any necessity to reach for a rifle to try to achieve liberty. And indeed, as Mark pointed out, violence is not a way to solve problems. Violence tends to beget violence.
Where is going through the political process, though, achieving it?
Well,
New Hampshire, sir. I just told you about that.
And I suggest going outside of the system. I mean, we had a show a few weeks ago about whether or not voting was an effective means, and you know, of exacting change. And there, both Mark and Ian agree that it does affect change. But besides that, they both participate, as do I, in non-political means of reaching greater and greater liberty for ourselves and other people. So become independent. That's the first thing that you need to do, is become self-sufficient, self-reliant yourself.
Well, let me ask you, do you know the intention behind the Second Amendment?
Yeah, it was the
what,
it was
what?
A, it was the
it
idea
for
was
target
that if you,
shooting. It wasn't for target shooting.
I understand,
mind.
Dude. I was a constitutional guy in the past, so I get it. The idea behind the Second Amendment is so that you can defend yourself from a government gone out of control and etc. and so on.
Amen.
Good luck, brother. You go ahead and you have yourself an armed standoff at your house and let us know what happens.
Right.
Give us a call. Oh wait, you'll be
one
dead.
One thing I have been saying for years, I was glad to hear the other guy say, what's his name, Mark?
Mark is one of the guys on the show.
Yeah, you think you own your property? You don't pay your rent check to the state every month, and you see how much you own.
Mm-hmm. So, Rich,
and I happen to be one that does own my property flat out.
How's that?
Well, he means without a mortgage.
Without a mortgage.
Okay. Now, Rich, we've told you that in New Hampshire in 2010, November 2010, we saw elected representatives, 15 of whom were Free State Project members, 125, I think, maybe it was a little less than that, were recommended by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So voting at the ballot box worked. There's also been multiple, since I've been paying attention in the last 10 years, there's been multiple instances of people picking up arms against their government, whether it's at school board meetings, town hall meetings, running bulldozers into police shops, the killdozer, all kinds
or
of
just
examples.
Pulling up in their house,
flying an airplane into an IRS building. Tell me one of those that's worked.
Well, it's been one person doing it, so it's not going to work.
Well, there was a half a dozen of them that were recently busted in an FBI sting. It was a dozen of them. More than a dozen of them were busted in an FBI sting because they had been infiltrated by an FBI officer that offered them C4. They were going to blow up a dead guy parade.
Are you talking about the militia group that did that?
They were suggesting they were going to do it. That's what I'm pointing out. Like, there's always a poo-poo for each...
Is it the same group? Is it the militia group in Michigan you were talking about?
Yeah, it was in Michigan.
They were totally set up for that.
I understand they were set up for
it. They were like
you. But it doesn't change the fact that, you get 12 gun nuts together planning an event, one of them's going to be an FBI agent. That's what we're trying to tell you,
Rich. How many do you need?
The solution isn't an AK-47.
The solution is peaceful refusal to obey.
Your solution is not the ballot box either.
I didn't say that was the only solution.
I've given you an example where the ballot box is a solution. You have not given me one example.
The United States is more than New Hampshire, guys.
I don't care. I don't care about the rest of you. I really don't. That's why I moved to New Hampshire, because screw it. Screw the other 49.
Actually, he wants to set a good example.
I'll tell you what, if you want, Rich, I'll bring you back here, because I think this is an important issue, and there's much more to say. 800-259-9231. Is violence a solution to violence?
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.